No, just when my, you know, my eyes are open. It's dry, but guys, make sure to subscribe, listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and buy our merch. Wait, what were you saying? You like Salim? Do you watch?
Oh yeah, you watch really? Yeah,
I feel like that would surprise people that you're into Nelk and you're into.
Really?
Why do you like Nelk so much? Are you like? Are you
They're
like,
so funny?
Because you're a heavy drinker.
Yeah, you know me, heavy drinker.
But that's like not, you're not Nelk's target demographic whatsoever. I think that Nelk's like target demographic is like 95% male.
I know. Mm-hmm.
No. Why do you like him so much? Like, what's?
I think really? They're really funny, and I like Salim, I like Kyle. Yeah.
Yo, Kyle Salim.
I like Steve. I like all of them.
Steve,
what's your favorite like Nelk moment that you ever remember?
I like when they travel. I like their montages when they're like partying, you know? I like those montages. I like when they took the trip to Vegas with the Bachelor, like the Bachelor Party video. I like the Bigfoot ones.
The Bigfoot one is like that. Those are all that's some of their best videos.
Yeah, those are really
those
funny.
Are hilarious. That's up.
I just really respect them. Like, I respect how much planning goes into them, you know?
Yeah. They go into a lot to make those videos happen.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. It happened early. There it is. There's the head
what,
swivel.
What, did you say crying? Like, no. He just thinks that sometimes when there's... I look at him.
Yeah, weird. He'll, like, look at me and it's just so uncomfortable. It makes me feel really weird. Okay, do you want to do an intro?
I did an intro. Well, I said welcome back.
You didn't introduce the guest whatsoever.
True.
You cried.
Yep. What's going on, Charlie? How are you doing? Welcome to the show.
That hurt my feelings.
That's fucked up. All right, we have Ellie Zeller on the show
again.
Why
did you hurt her feelings already?
Well, because you got to get it out of the way in the first 5 minutes and just keep going. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Ellie came to us. In the first September. Studio.
September, right?
She saw us in the trenches.
Second studio.
Yeah.
Like, how would
I took a chance on you guys.
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
Early.
And you got a viral video out of it, so.
Honestly, score for
was
me.
That your most, score was that all. Your most viral video?
No. No, it wasn't. But it was. It's up there.
It was like 14 million.
Are we top 10?
14 million, yeah.
We have to be top 10.
But why?
Oh, top 10 for sure.
Top 5.
What was that video? Like, what were we doing? We were just like all...
She was playing the flute, and then she punched us.
And then I punched everyone.
Yeah.
And then we all fell over in the background.
Yeah.
That was so pure.
That's such a fucking TikTok. Like,
it's such a TikTok.
Like, literally, it's like...
Like, it literally took zero creativity, maybe 5 minutes of our time.
Yeah.
And it got 14 million views.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how TikTok goes.
We have to recreate it, though. I think we have to do that.
Me too.
Do you guys? I don't think it'll have the same effect. I think that what happened.
Me
is
neither.
I think it like just went like. Like, what do people even think it was? People were commenting like fake hype house.
Yeah.
That was like the biggest thing, but it was a horrendous ratio in the hype house. It was literally like.
It was 10 dudes. It was all 8 of us, and then
yeah, and then we don't look any. I don't really know what the comment section was thinking there, but
yeah.
Mm. Wild. So what have you been up to? Like, have you been doing a lot of fashion stuff? Like what's like your, how's kind of like your TikTok shifted from a year ago?
A lot. I do a lot of fashion stuff. I think that now I just like sit in my room and make TikToks all day. And that's, I mean, before it's I was like trying to get out there. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So nothing, I guess, has changed, but yeah, more fashion stuff, more like personality stuff. Mm-hmm. Just showing people, I guess.
I've noticed you started talking a lot more on your TikToks.
Yeah.
Like
vlogs and stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah.
So with like fashion, has that like opened up any doors for you like in the fashion industry? Like, are you like trying to like design clothes, or what are you trying to like do?
I'm just interested in them. Like, I think I went from like some person who it was very like, it was easy to hate on me because like I had no personality, like no one knew who I was. And then I was like, okay, people hopefully will stop hating on me if I show them who I am and my personality, which came through fashion. I was always interested in it, but no one ever knew that because I like started TikTok in the beginning of quarantine when everyone was wearing like sweatpants every single day. And then when things started opening up again, I started getting back into fashion and stuff like that. And then I just started posting about it.
And all that hate was because you look like Charlie, right?
Yeah.
And then that's...
Which
that
is just a very interesting...
Very interesting. You just both had black hair. That was literally it.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, because it's cool to like see like from kind of like just like, you know, like dancing TikToks and stuff to like where like you're like now you're doing like fashion stuff on TikTok, like cooking, golfing, like all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, all this stuff that's kind of came through your TikTok. Mm-hmm. That then also like you get new fans like from,
well,
like
see,
right when you get on golf TikTok, you're winning.
Dude, I love golf TikTok.
Oh,
golf.
My entire because I'm
lit.
Not like I'm not that good at golf. Like I can play golf, but like I'm not that good. But like my entire
I'm not even on golf talk. I'm on like. Golf. I'm on like the cart girl TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Like all
what's
of the cart girl
girls.
It's like the cart girls, and they like talk about how like money they like take from these old guys.
Yeah, from these dilfs.
No, like, I get so.
You have to wait
those.
Till hole four, and then you give them this drink, and
no,
they always
bro.
Tip
yeah.
you more.
I want to be a cart girl so fucking bad.
I think
it is literally
you can
the
do
most.
It.
It's the most advantageous job I've ever seen yeah. in my entire life. It
that
is
was such a good word.
I have a pretty decorated vocabulary.
Wow.
Just kidding. It's actually pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty atrocious.
Yeah. It's pretty. Yeah. It's
not
pretty horrendous.
Shit. Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Yes.
But for fans out there that don't know what cart girls are, they're, you know, they're beverage cart girls at country clubs, and they literally rake in insane amounts
from
of
these
tips.
Guys.
Like if you're like a Saturday, you know, or a Sunday like cart girl, you're.
Mm-hmm.
pulling in like $1,500 a day mm-hmm. on tips at like good
wait
country.
Really
yeah it's insane like it is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
I want to become a cart girl.
It's well it's because like guys and then like right once you start getting to like the you know like hole 15 like dudes are getting
oh
pretty
waste
hammered.
It yeah, yeah yeah yeah.
And then they just have like the rest of their cash in their wallet and they're just like throwing tips
and all the old dudes only carry like 100 hundreds.
Yeah
like
yeah.
if they have cash like and they just give you fucking extra cash
yeah.
Yeah.
And it's super like not talked about. Like now on TikTok, like people are like
yeah.
finding out about it, but like beforehand people had no
it's like
people
a
had
secret.
No idea. I know, it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, yeah, the whole golf scene is so weird right now. Like golf is blowing up on
really
you know, like, college like college kids are playing golf. Like, you know, I never played golf as a kid or anything, but like now me and all my friends all go play golf. It's wild. Like if you don't like grow up
that's
on a country
good.
Club, like then you like
it's the one sport where you can drink and still play.
Very
yeah.
interesting.
It's really unique.
Yeah.
It's a really hard
sport.
I mean,
you could drink and play every other sport. Too.
Yeah, but like this is the one sport that's like, oh, that's part of the game. Like they
yeah.
sell beers to you before you go out and get
oh,
on the course.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, that. But it is they don't drink when they're playing like professional.
No.
Yeah,
some
no.
do. Some do.
That we know.
Oh,
of.
True. Some do.
No, but you can't drink when you're going. The only dude who would do it is like John Daly, but he would just get hammered before he went, and then he would just then
yeah.
he would go play. He'd pregame it.
Okay.
But yeah, what you were saying is like I do like the fashion, the cooking, mm-hmm. the golf, all these so that I can rack up different people from different areas. You know what I mean? Because if I was still doing dances right now, I'd like be bored of myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Plus
yeah.
I suck. So I don't know. Like you know, there's no career for me there.
Like, yeah. Well, if you just like diversify yourself on TikTok, then like if those people like stop like enjoying like what you're doing, then you have like this whole other like interest that then you can go towards.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. How many followers do you have on TikTok now?
10 million.
Jesus.
Where are you
Christ.
At when you came? You like you were like way lower and then
I had like
blew
a million, 2 million.
Did
3
you?
Million?
Three, I think it's 3. I think it was 6.
Yeah, I think it was 6.
No.
6?
4. No, cuz I think it was less than.
Guys, I saw
oh,
you shit. In like the beginning stages.
Yeah, that was very early. It was
before
a,
we moved
it was wasn't
like
even
1.
A year.
1.2, I think. I thought it was like 1.
No. You were
yeah.
bigger.
Yeah.
Really?
You for wouldn't sure. have let me on if I had one.
Oh, yeah. Come on. We have
oh, we
standards. No kidding.
No, yeah. We let on some people that. Yeah, we let on some interesting.
Have you
guests.
Listened to any of our podcasts after yours? Be honest, it doesn't matter if no.
Yeah.
Not like the full podcast, no. But I watch your guys' videos on TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's any guests that you can recall that we've had on that.
I don't know.
So Liam is just cool. Like that's really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That was huge for us. And
dude,
that was like right when we had moved to LA.
I just went to Saddle Ranch and he was there and I was like, "Yes, Liam, you want to come on?" He's like, "Oh, you guys do the podcast on TikTok." And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Want to come on?" He's like, "Sure, it's due Friday." I was like,
"Really?"
Sick.
See, when I left your guys' studio that first time, my mom's like, "These guys are going to make it because they are not scared of talking to anyone." And like that's how they're going to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Yeah."
It is definitely because like now now when people come on, they're like more scared to like come on the podcast. Like mm-hmm. opposed to like when we first started, we're like, oh,
we
shit,
were
interviewing like these like
yeah.
crazy, crazy guests. But like now it's just we just like realize it's just like a conversation.
I remember before me, I was so starstruck because the guy who won, what was it? David Dobrik's Tesla was
yeah,
before.
Yeah.
Wait,
you
where is he
about
now?
That?
What?
You were worried about that? David Coleman.
Yeah.
David
yeah.
Coleman.
Bobby. That is straight fucking disrespectful. Bobby. Don't disrespect Bobby like that. Bobby, it was Bobby and Bob, right? Yeah. Like, was his dad?
Yes.
He texts me and asked to hang out.
Texts you?
He texted me.
He sends Berkeley sex. Yeah. He sexes Berkeley.
But yeah, he lives in Woodland Hills.
No.
Yeah, he does.
No, he fucking doesn't.
I was short of fucking bet. He moved.
City?
Yes. Oh, he moved up here?
He literally texted me.
What'd he say?
He's like, yo, if you're free, bro, you want to kick it?
You want to come look at my Tesla?
I DM'd it, but I just haven't responded.
Wait, so you were nervous that he came on before you?
Well, no, I just remember that was like such a like sign of the times moment. Like, yeah, oh, David Dobrik sold the Tesla, and then the guy went on, and then I went on, and it was just like, you know.
Wow, okay. Because yeah. we, yeah.
That was like probably the...
Because you were our biggest guest. You were our biggest guest in that rotation besides Alex. Thank you. Warren.
Yeah, because he came back on that time, and he was pretty big.
Oh, and
yeah.
Then you guys were talking to me. I was here, and I was like, oh, so like, who are you interviewing next? And you're like, Monty Lopez, Addison Rae's dad.
That never happened.
That never happened.
Really?
Addison Rae's dad never came on.
And Noah Beck never came on.
Yeah.
We ran. Wait, did you run into him at Target that time, or was it through a text?
No, yeah. I ran through him.
Dude.
No, that was later.
Until you, like, do podcasts, you don't realize how flaky people are. Mm-hmm. Like...
Until you move to LA, you don't know. True, how
that's very
are.
True. Like it is insane. Like it's people so literally bad. Tell you, like, "Oh, yeah, I'll be there at this time," and then
other people, it's just like, "Oh, yeah, I'll be there at 1." Shows up at like 5. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, okay.
Yeah, we said 1. You're here at 1:20. You know, I mean, come on.
I told you I was getting here at 1:20. I told you that.
No, yeah you definitely are like not. Okay. You're not. You're definitely not flaky. The worst, like, when people just like don't show up.
Yeah.
People don't show up.
No, like we'll literally be like ready to go, and then it's like, well, you have to like literally quadruple confirm.
I know, and we sound like a Karen, but like seriously, it's like
no,
dude,
it's
we,
not.
We
it's just disrespectful. It's just disrespectful.
Well, we like set all this up. We like are like ready to go. We like plan like our day around it, and then we just like come down here and sit, and we're like, yep, okay.
See, that's not normal. Like, I want you guys to know that that's not normal. Like, coming to LA so much and like being surrounded by it in the beginning, I was like, is this how people are now? Like, should I get used to this? And I'm like, no, you can't. It's just rude.
That's why we should move to San Diego.
Yeah. No, yeah, totally makes sense, Berg.
Or Florida.
Yeah, because
Florida.
We should go to Florida.
Ethan and I literally said this. What, 2 months ago, and everyone's like, no, we could never go to Florida. Fuck Florida. We're not going to Florida.
Why is everyone going to Florida now?
Because people are tired of
LA. People want freedom.
The real freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. People want crocodiles.
They want freedom.
I think it's alligators.
Shut up.
What are you checking, Berkeley?
Yeah, what?
What's so important
on your phone?
My mom texted me.
Oh, fair enough.
She said I love you.
Aw.
Your mom's so hot.
Don't Vangled, really?
Weird. Why would you talk about that on the podcast? Like, that's just ridiculous.
What's Vangled?
Nothing.
What's that?
No, that is not. Like, if you say that, I'll literally kill you. And then I will, like, literally murder you and your entire family.
Wow.
So, Ellie and I don't know what that is.
Big inside joke coming.
What do we think it is, Ellie?
Vangled?
Yeah.
Literally no.
Yeah, don't even try and guess, because I will literally kill Berkeley's entire fucking family.
Okay, give one guess, because now this is, like, too much.
No,
like, I'm not going to guess. No, that doesn't...
No, like, Berkeley will literally get fucking killed. Like, I'm not playing around.
Is this some kind of, like, background inside joke or something?
I'm not playing around.
Very inside
I'm
joke.
I'm not playing around.
Wow, fine. We'll see how it is.
And we'd also like to give a huge thank you to another one of our sponsors. One of our more consistent sponsors now, actually, is Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs is the best athletic short, whatever short, going into dinner short, meaning your girl's parents short, going clubbing short, anything you want. You can golf in them. You can literally do anything. They're the most versatile pants I've ever owned in my entire life. I can literally swim in them. I went clubbing last night in them.
Strip clubbing.
Hey, they keep everything contained. Because of their built-in underwear.
We say it every time, but like the Bird Dogs are sick because you can wear them like on your date. You can go out to the beach, then you can go out to a nice dinner, then you can meet the parents of your date, and you always look good.
Well, like literally, like we went to Catalina Island. We went fully swimming and then like went out to dinner that night, and I was still wearing the same shorts. Then I went back. Like, we stayed at a hotel and came home the next morning, same shorts the entire time.
And you can do that in, like, other shorts and people look at you and it's like, oh, it's a little weird, you know? It's like you're wearing swim shorts. And I can tell you're wearing swim shorts. This is like, oh, those are nice pants. Or it's like, oh, those are nice swimming pants. It always changes up, you know?
And they're literally over the top comfortable.
Yeah. So, guys, go check it out.
Go to birddogs.com and enter promo code THESYNC, and they'll throw in a free Bird Dogs whistle tip football. Remember those?
I do remember it, fucker. I do remember the whistle. You know the ones you can throw like 100 yards?
Maybe 200 yards?
That's what we're talking about.
That's birddogs.com, a promo code THESYNC, and boom, free whistle tip football with your order at Bird Dogs. Go check out Bird Dogs, guys.
Yeah, speaking of, let's go throw the baseball after this.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah, we'll do that. Guys, real quick, and lastly, go get the Sync merch. Oh, yeah, dude. At thesyncshot.com, our merch is available.
Forgot about
the best merch. The most. Shirt logos, they what do you call it? It's like a fuzz. The logo is a fuzz, kind of like the varsity jackets. Go
we
check
never
it out.
Made varsity anything. Yeah. Actually, well, I guess. No, actually we did.
Yes, but track doesn't count as a sport. So, guys, go check it out. Go get our merch at thesyncshot.com. Thank you to everyone that's gotten it. Everyone that we see that wears the merch out in public, we really appreciate you. We've never seen it yet, but one day we will, and it'll be epic. So, guys, we'll see you. Syncshop.com. Peace.
All right, guys. Let's explain it real quick. So, we're doing Kahoot right now. We have a couple members. We have Niche, Mr. Wink, Maker Magic, Duncan McCockenher, Ellie and Crackington and Will, what's going on? Let's get this started. Welcome to Kahoot. Just to preface, we have not seen these questions, so they might be really out of pocket. So if it's really awkward,
and this is
we'll
pretty
just
much,
move
and
on.
This is because on Ellie's social media, she said that she's trying to increase her vocabulary. So we are adding some vocab words to the to Ellie Zeiler's vocab.
Let's do it.
Vocab test.
Wait, my phone's gotta be open, right?
Dun, 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 dun.
Quiz. Oh, question yes. One. Here we go.
Yeah.
So
Yangnizing. What's Yangnizing?
What does Yangnizing mean?
Constantly begging someone to go out with you, being a yes man for everything, making fun of someone you like, flirting with someone you like while chatting online.
Yangnizing.
Yangnizing. Yagonizing. Yagonizing.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that's easy.
Really?
Yeah. What? What is that? All right, okay.
If you get this wrong, you're a goofball.
All right, we have 9 answers. Is that everyone?
Yep.
Skip. Just press.
No.
Oh, the
what
answer.
There's 10 people.
What?
Fuck!
Oh, flirting
there's
with someone
you like while
flirting with
online.
Someone you like while chatting online is yangnizing. What do you think about that?
Flirting with someone you like while chatting online. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does make sense. Will you explain it?
Wait, well, how do you say it? Is it yagonizing?
Yagonizing.
Yagonizing.
I think Chris knows
like
this word because it's something he would
but
do.
Like yagonizing?
Yeah. So like, don't be yagonizing, man. It's like, what is I'm hitting on someone while chatting online.
It's like sliding the DMs.
That's dumb. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Question.
Next question.
That was dumb.
Yeah.
That's true. But I don't think it's a word that. Will's right now. No, we're all tied with 0 points. All right, let's do this.
Jit.
Jit.
Oh, you're on Florida Jit.
What?
A British.
Okay, a main engine bolt.
Pantry.
A British pantry containing soy milk. The fluid that comes out of a pop zit. A person that is shorter, younger than you.
Who created this?
We were not allowed to say, but someone did write it, and we don't know who that is, and we can't say. In case there's something really out of pocket, we like to keep them anonymous, so we just like say we don't know who it is, but it was written.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everybody answered?
Yep. We're all 10. Oh, six. A person that was shorter and younger than you.
Got it right, baby.
Let's go. I got it right. Ellie, did you get it right?
Yeah.
A jit?
Yeah.
How did you know what a jit is?
My brothers call me jits.
Wait, why? What makes you a jit?
I don't know. They're like, what's up, jit?
Wait, what is it? Like actually
it's just like another saying to like call someone.
It's a Florida term, right?
Yeah, it's Florida.
It's a Florida?
The definition is
Florida
literally song. On the fucking screen.
Yeah, read it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Take that.
The person that's shorter or younger than you.
Look who's in first.
Ellie's in the lead with 964.
Duncan McCockenher is in second place.
Gentacular. What's gentacular? Slang term for Jeffy and Valley card.
A thrust of hips in a manner of lust.
What?
That might be it, honestly.
A really?
Okay, so the jantacular slang term for drifting a rally car, receiving body reconstruction from a foreign nation, to thrust hips in a manner of lust, eating breakfast early in the morning. Which one's gentacular?
I feel like if you're saying I'm going to get gentacular.
Yeah.
Thrust my hips in a girl. Or no.
Or a guy.
Or a guy. Come on.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I know you were.
Yeah.
Ellie's Island calls
jokes.
Me out on sus joke.
It's pegging jokes, I think.
Nice, Kai.
No!
Oh! So five
Jen
people.
Jackler?
Wait, wait. So five people said to thrust in the hips, which is what we most of us thought. Then five
being
a slang term
is
for
this
a rally
a real
car.
Word?
Yeah.
Yeah, gentacular.
Okay.
Gentacular's
it was the number
morning.
One. Okay.
L is in the lead. Who's L?
Who's L?
I don't know.
Duncan McCockner
is in the lead.
L's like at home looking up like gentacular.
Honestly, probably. Yeah, dude. If you're a fan,
no
you're a
looking up
right
words.
Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Oh.
Quiz. Question four. Oh,
simp. Easy.
Chris.
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 Why isn't Chris?
A silly or foolish person is someone who cannot get over rejection to have a hunchback to go over the top for someone you love.
Aw.
Yeah, it's probably this is probably a trick question. Yeah.
I know.
There's no Chris in the answer, so.
Cold-hearted.
Bro, how are you gonna make the game until it rapids? We had cheaters in the audience.
He made the game wrong, so I had to remake the whole thing. So I made it wrong.
Is that why there's only six questions?
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, but there should have been more. Should have been like 34 or something.
How, what?
What?
Are only you serious?
A silly or foolish person, simp? No, that
whoever wrote
this
is wrong. Whoever wrote this is an absolute goofball.
Yeah. Whoever wrote this is a slightly dumb. Come on, man.
That is so like that's just wrong.
That is wrong. What the heck?
I'm 8 points behind. All right,
crack dad took the lead. All right, let's keep it going. Next question. Five out of Zerts. X-E-R-T-Z.
I just did a random answer.
Zerts.
I said to gulp down quickly.
Medicine made in India, a horrible smell coming from guy's room, to gulp down quickly and greedily. The original rap name of... what the fuck? The original rap name of Jussen on Fro. Who's Jussen on Fro? All
right.
Never mind.
How? Dude, I'm...
Are you serious right now?
Let's go.
I'm so bad at this game, bro.
You got that right? How was that?
No.
You
got that right?
I got that right.
I got that right, too.
Okay, next question.
Oh,
Mr. Wink is coming up.
Mr. Wink.
Mr. Wink is coming up.
Barry McCockner is deep on the leaderboard. He's buried.
Where's Will at? Will.
Vagenda?
What's a Vagenda? Is that on your phone?
Vagenda?
A calendar? Is that his
producer? Oh, that's wrong.
A vagina. Oh, Virginia. That's a vagina. I was like, what?
I think a calendar because it's like an agenda.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
To avenge the death of a loved one.
Fuck yeah! I didn't even fucking guess, Luke!
Me neither.
I'm reading.
I didn't make the game.
You skipped it.
No, I didn't.
No, it was a timer.
No, it was 30 seconds. Next, go next. I want to see who won. All right, who's the winner? Podium.
That
this was terrible.
Fuck, I'm...
2 out of 10?
Crack Dad.
Who's Crack Dad?
Naruto.
We don't know any of them.
L takes the dub, I bet.
L. That goes to a fan. Congratulations.
Good job, L.
Good job, L.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Good job. That was
Mr.
fun.
Mr. Wink in fourth, though. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Wink.
Okay, now we can get back to the actual show.
Yes.
Yeah, welcome back to the show.
I gave that like a 0 out of 10. That sucked.
Yeah, Lou, you didn't like the segment?
No, this activity.
Yeah.
We had to
like,
try something new.
If you guys were
new.
Like my substitutes, I'd be like, no. Yeah. Don't bring her back.
Yeah. Have you liked other podcasts you've been on? Like, where do we rank in terms of other podcasts?
Oh, my gosh. No, number one, of course. But I'm just saying, whoever planned that did the best job.
Yeah, we don't know who that was.
Yeah.
So, wait, what else have you done since last time we hung out? Like, what other big things? Like, you know, game
you've been
changing?
On, you've been on TikTok Tea Room quite a bit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
I or feel like I've said, what happened months? To TikTok Room? Oh, my God. TikTok Room texted me.
What did they say?
So they got deleted, and when they were getting deleted, they like asked me if I could help them, and I was like, I'm sorry, like I don't know what to do. But they still had my phone number, and then they got deleted, and then they like recently texted me, and they were like, so sorry for posting all that stuff about you that one time, like. What? But you can follow our backup account. I'm like, fuck you, TikTok Room.
Oh my
you know
God.
How many times I like cried over TikTok Room?
That's crazy.
Or like was sad about it.
They really asked you to follow their backup? Like they're hitting up all the influencers being like, yo, hey, straight up though, can you follow our backup so people see it?
No. I hate that. Do you guys like TikTok Room?
We were just excited to get on it. Like, whenever we'd get on TikTok Room, like, we'd be stoked because... Yeah.
Until you read the comments, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah, but even then, like,
we would never read the comments. We would just.
But then I just know, like, the comments from everyone. They're like all like 4'5", and they're like just
4 years old.
Yeah, they're all like 5. So it's like, you know, it just doesn't really hurt too deep. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like it.
That was so inspirational. Don't read the comments.
It
is not that deep.
Reading the comments is kind of fun though, because like it if people put out like tasteful hate comments, it's like it's always kind of interesting to read.
Yeah, like I love a good tasteful hate comment.
Some of ours have kind of like they've been funny. Some of them are weirdly accurate too.
You guys get hate comments?
Oh, we hate we. Yeah. That's all we get. Yeah. Hate comments.
We were really? Like got shit on by Facebook fans the last couple days.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. They like just came up from. Actually, I won't even say that. Yeah, like we used to have like really nice fans. Uh-huh. And like are just like people in like the comments and stuff, everything was all very supportive and very nice, and then like one day it just completely switched. Mm-hmm. Everybody just got
they're not negative though. Most of our comments are great.
Oh, yeah. Our core fan base is really nice, but then when we like yeah. When we talk about other people we get
I envy people that have like good like comment sections, even if it's hate, but like comment sections that you know they're real people. Like mine are all like our guys here, like you know those like bots that go into the comments, and I'm like, no.
Or the ones like, on like the under like ESPN, it's like who's looking for something hard and long? And it's like just like an account with like zero followers, with just like a hot profile photo.
And Berkeley always responds to it.
Yeah.
Yes, like me.
Have like the shaking hand emoji.
You have like the begging.
I'm like, please pick me. Yeah, yeah, those comments are always good.
Yeah. How much hate are you getting right now?
Like, what? No, not really. Knock on wood, but like, no, I don't do anything. Like, I don't really like do anything.
Yeah,
controversial.
You haven't like you collab with a lot of people at all?
Mm-mm.
No,
no.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just to get mom. Like to get hate.
You do a lot of
like,
videos just with your mom.
Yeah, I used to. I still kind of do. Mm. Yeah.
What were you saying?
Nice.
What
were you saying?
No, I was saying like to get like. Because you don't even live here. I feel like if you want to like get into drama or like if you're going to get in drama, like you have to be in like L.A. Like going
well,
to
no,
like, these
it's,
events
no,
and shit.
Like I could like I could insert myself if I wanted to,
yeah, course,
but I don't want to. Like it's just so much. It's like less stressful not to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like that in school, too. Like I never like I was invited to sit with like all these popular kids, but I like didn't want to. Like it's just not I don't know.
It's also just like you could either just like kind of like you like know that yourself is real and then like you just have to like deal with like 90% of the people out here are just completely fake and just
well,
like
yeah.
want you for like views or whatever or you know and then you just like kind of have to like deal with that. There's just a lot of stuff that happens in LA specifically.
And then no responding is like ridiculous. It's like are you serious? Like you're not going to respond?
We have this one like on our Instagram like we have like this like one person that we have like asked like come on a podcast and all they only communicate by liking messages.
Really?
Like the entire text, the entire thread is literally us texting. Like,
oh, I hate this. I hate the people that like the messages or like thumbs them up.
Yeah,
it's so annoying it's like, to me. Yeah. It's like, just leave it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you want maybe just block me at this point. Like, I don't even like if you're just
or just say okay or like,
yeah, it's like
sure.
verbal. Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sure. I'll
don't
be there.
Like it.
Yeah.
It no, it literally, there hasn't been a single response. It's literally like yes or no questions that are just liked.
That's funny.
It's really weird.
It's an,
I'm sorry, but that's weird.
No,
like,
it's an interesting.
That's not how people communicate.
Yeah, no, it's LA's just so different than any other place.
What's your demographic? Like, do you have a lot of simps in your comments?
I feel like a good amount. Ever since I started, like when I posted on golf TikTok, I got all these DMs that are like, "Come to my country club," and I'm like, "Okay." But no, there's mostly girls. It's like changed. When I first started, it was like 90% girls, 10% boys, and now it's more like 70, 30, you know.
Yeah, that's
like
good.
That.
Yeah. That's sick. Are you looking for a relationship at all? Any TikTok dude out there?
No. No.
Would you ever date a TikToker or would you purposely
in a relationship earlier? Like a couple were you not?
I haven't dated someone in like 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So last relationship was like a middle school relationship.
Yeah, like literally.
I remember the middle school relationship days. They aren't real. They aren't actually really relationships.
No, see, that's why. Yeah, but it sounds less sad to be like, oh yeah, I had one like a while ago, instead of being like, no, I've never dated anyone.
Yeah,
I guess.
Because in middle school, you would like go like give them a hug, and everyone would be so jacked.
No, like we used to get excited. Like that would make my week.
It was the highlight of the week.
Or like a peck or a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. Yes!
It's like, yo, did you hear that Ricardo just kissed a girl behind the vending machine? What the fuck?
No, everybody was feeling amped for like literally for God knows how long.
Yeah. It was like everyone got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a shared experience. So what are guys doing wrong right now?
Because that was like, the last,
right?
Yeah. We asked on our first podcast, what do you like to see in a guy? And you said,
oh yeah, he needs to be rude.
He needs to be mean. No, now I don't like that anymore. Now I like nice
the
people.
Fuck, so you know what's you funny? Gave 80,000 people horrible advice.
You know what's funny? That's actually like, I think that a lot of girls changed their mind on that.
Yeah.
Because when you said that, like girls were, that's kind of how
people
it seemed.
People agree.
But now like girls switched up and they want everyone to be nice all of a sudden.
I literally told them to go DM Ellie Zeiler, fuck you. Because that's how you wanted them to approach you.
To all of our younger fans out, like to all of our younger fans. If you guys want to shoot your shot, just be mean. But now
I think it's being nice.
But like, I
feel Are you guys nice to girls?
Well, no, I was until you gave me the advice, and I was being a complete dick.
And did
to
you
girls.
Get girls?
No, so it didn't
did
work.
Did you get girls when you were nice?
I got more girls when I was nice. Maybe it worked that way.
No, I got way more when I was mean.
Really?
I get way more being gross.
No,
gross.
No, you don't get girls in general. Like I don't know.
Like I don't.
You don't get girls in general. So like you don't like. Kai's a bad test.
I heard
subject.
Guys like being mean too, and girls for you.
Like when the girls are being mean?
No.
Probably.
Just a little banter. Wait, is
back.
That true?
Yeah, like a little banter.
No,
back.
Nice girls, right? Yeah. Thanks for.
I mean, I like.
Thank you.
I like. What is it? Nice girls are good, but like you gotta have like a little banter back.
Not too nice.
They're always just like begging you. It's like no. It's
like, begging you?
No.
Wow.
You know
who is begging you? Like
no,
I would love to know.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, who had a girlfriend last time I was here? Who had a girlfriend?
Who didn't have a girlfriend is more the question.
None of us had her.
I had a girlfriend.
Yeah, you had a girlfriend. Do you still have that girlfriend?
Nada. Aww. That's been a while. That was
oh
like
my God, yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. It's been like a year. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, Chris, Chris.
Nathan, Chris, and Spencer all
and
have
Spencer have long term
nice.
Committed relationships.
And Berkeley.
So we should be asking questions to you guys.
Oh my God.
And Berkeley has a girlfriend.
No, I do not.
Yep, that's.
Nope, I do not.
And Kai has a boyfriend.
That is true.
Has a baby
mama, so. Nice. I do. She just sends me.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
TikToks, right?
TikToks.
TikToks.
Yeah.
TikToks. I do not have a girlfriend, I swear.
Yeah, but so pretty much, I think like it was being like mean to girls, and now it's being nice, but.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't really even know anymore.
Yeah. Me neither.
There's not really a rule.
Literally,
there's
me neither.
Not really a rule book for
and
it.
Money trumps it all.
Money does win.
Money
at the end
does
of the day.
Win.
Like, and it's not
Do
even
you think
like
that's the case.
It's not even like flexing money. It's just having like the ability just to like
go to cool places for a date.
Like, if I could go body a $150 dinner tab and like it doesn't hurt me personally, I would love that.
Love
I'm
that
not at a point in my life where
but
I.
But do you want a girl that is like. Like that's money. What she's looking for.
I want a girl that would say like thank you for taking me out to dinner.
Yeah.
I don't want a girl like and then I just want to be in a point in my life where like that doesn't actually physically hurt
like
me
you,
for like 3 days. If I spend money like that, I'm like actually in physical pain for like 3 days.
Yeah. Like I want to be like, can we go to Subway today for lunch? And she's like, no, I'm gonna go to Boa. Like I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
Yeah.
I also
who goes to Boa anymore? Do you guys?
Mm-mm. Yeah. We've been a couple times.
We go for like special occasions. Like,
yeah. We don't really get down there that. We don't really get down to like the city that much anymore.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
We go to Chili's a lot.
Oh, nice.
Chili's,
guys.
Yeah. We upgraded from Boa's.
Chili's.
We send our local Chili's.
Nice.
We've gotten kicked.
Chili's
we've gotten
so
kicked out of Chili's multiple times.
Really?
And fuck you, Red Lobster. Red Lobster sucks.
Yeah, there, really? There goes our Red Lobster.
Is there a place like that that you really like? Do you like IHOP or I don't know what else is there.
Like if someone's gonna take you on a date, where would you want to go to dinner?
Yeah.
That's a really good question. I don't know. Like
Like, what's your favorite food? Like, Mexican food, sushi.
Oh, yeah, I like sushi. Yeah. No, but like, I like when people like plan it for me. You know what I mean? So many people like nowadays are like, okay, where do you want to go? Or like, when are we going to hang out? Like, I don't like you make the plan for me. Like, you know what I mean? It's like not formal anymore.
It's like that meme where it says like, when you ask your girlfriend, where she wants to eat? And she says, I don't know, you pick. And it's like the car that's driving and his arms just like fucking huge, just grabbing the shit of the steering wheel.
No, yeah. Like you have you have never experienced. Are for people like once you start dating someone for like over 3 years, like the dinner. It might have been four. The dinner conversations, like on like, cause you go everywhere in your hometown. Like, you know, there's not any places that there's like nothing that's like, oh, like this is like new. And then you realize like why marriages fail at like fucking 30 years.
Cause they like, run out of places. You just completely run out of
shit to do. No, seriously, because I'll be like, it's the same shit every time. I'll be like, okay, where do you want to go eat? And she's like, I don't care. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. And then it's insane.
I feel like by the time you're dating someone for that long, you should know though.
But like the thing is,
that food gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
I want to try something different. And she's like, I don't care.
And then like, you find yourself driving like 2 hours to go get food.
And then you just end up at Chick-fil-A that was 5 minutes away from your house.
Yeah.
So true. That is so true.
I don't think there's ever a scenario where Chick-fil-A doesn't hit though. The weirdest phenomena is
Sundays.
I was going to say like the weirdest phenomena is how much more you crave Chick-fil-A on Sunday
than
you do on any other day. Like the amount of times I've
driven.
One time I woke up just, I was off the charts hungover, like literally like not even comparable, like one eye was working, and I walked to Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. I get there and I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. It's closed. And I got all the way there. It's like a 15 minute walk.
Wow.
Horrendous. It's always on Sunday.
15 minute walk. It's crazy.
Well, I think one of my legs worked at this point. So it was just like, yeah, it was
a hop.
Yeah. I should have like had someone carry me.
Mm. Yeah.
So what's coming up in terms of like, are you still doing YouTube? Is that the big uploading a lot?
Yeah, I try. YouTube's hard. It's really hard to grow on YouTube, I feel like.
It's really hard.
Unless you're doing like clickbaity stuff, which like I'm not. Mm-hmm. It's hard to grow when you're not like being controversial, you know? Do you guys know?
Because you just post more like lifestyle, like this is what I'm going to do today. It's a lot more friendly, not dramatic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you have like an Emma Chamberlain vibe.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Like, I feel like that's what your vlogs would be if you like.
They kind of are. I mean, that's like most of my comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, exactly.
But she grew like crazy on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Now she's freaking modeling for Louis Vuitton.
She's doing the PacSun deal where like half the clothes in there are her clothes.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's. Have you met her?
No.
No?
You should try to collab with her. Yeah. Go like shopping with her and then try on like outfits with her.
You guys think I'm cool enough for that?
I think that we talked about this last time. Like you don't like DM anyone, right?
No.
Yeah. Why? You have
I'm followers. Scared of people.
Why?
I don't know. I
mean you have a million on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Like it would easily pop up in her DMs.
Oh, 100%.
That's so scary though.
No, it's not.
What? The worst she's gonna say is like no?
Like or she would like probably ignore she'll it, probably say yes and then if
or don't respond.
Yeah.
Like, if she doesn't respond, but who cares?
That's true.
DM her right now.
Yeah, you don't use your DMs very much.
DM her right
I
now.
I don't. Really?
DM her right now.
What should I say?
What's like the videos of, it's like a haul, a clothing haul?
Yeah.
Like, no, but hey, it's called a clothing haul. You want to film a clothing haul?
That is such a terrible DM. Yeah.
Wait, really? That was a horrendous. Okay.
That was terrible.
Why is that terrible?
Because it's so cliche. Because you could actually end up filming a clothing haul, but like asking her to.
Think that like the problem with these things are like, I'm like, it makes me uncomfortable DMing people like specifically for content in mind. Like I'd rather be their friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Because like if someone were to do that to me, I'd be like, no. Like that's just like I like no.
It just comes off like you're just like. You trying to like use them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I wouldn't say that. Like you could just say like, hey, like do you want to like get lunch or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just be like, yo, Emma, let's grab some lunch.
Do it.
Come on.
Yo, Emma, let's grab some lunch.
Yeah, let's grab some Porky's. Or let's grab some
What the fuck is Porky's?
What are place. Porky's?
I don't know.
No.
I'm going to draft this, but you guys can draft it for me. What should I say?
No, you draft it. We press the send button.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing it. Like it's happening.
Okay.
always hey, start
I'm,
off.
No, no, I need always your guys' help. Always start
off by saying like I'm a big fan and then.
Fuck you with a wire.
Jesus fucking. Sorry to the viewers back there.
We have Chris just hops on and fucks up the wire. Okay, don't touch it. Just like talking to him.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, you're good.
Definitely like the first sentence I'd be like, I'm a big fan or like I like your videos. Otherwise it's just like
no.
Yeah, see that's the thing. Like I'm not like I know I'm not on Emma's level, so it's like I don't want to come on being like is, yo somebody, Emma, yeah, let's go get some lunch.
But like we can say the same thing.
If somebody
about,
DM'd me saying like, hey, I want to hang out.
Yeah.
Like if a guy DM'd me like say, like, yo, I watch your podcast. Do you wanna like
oh
he'd be like uh-huh. He'd be like, yo, let's drink. And I'd be like, yeah, of course. So you gotta like just say something that like sounds fun, not like, oh, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, like, I agree. Hey, don't
Emma,
say that.
I'm really in love with you. I really want to get to know you.
I am obsessed. Yeah, no.
I'm obsessed.
We okay. You just say like we should hang out.
Yeah, we should hang out.
She deleted TikTok, so I don't think she'll see this. We
No, do it on Instagram.
Oh yeah, it is.
It is on Instagram.
Say, yeah, just we should hang out.
We should hang out. That is a terrible
we
DM.
We should hang out. We should hang out! Exclamation point.
And then the squirmy emoji. Like
that. What the fuck?
We, you want to see my favorite emoji recently? Wait. I'll draft it.
Guys, is the eggplant.
We should hang. Of course it is.
It's two eggplants.
It's this one.
The days.
I love this one.
The dazed emoji.
Wait, I'll look it up for everyone to see. It's called dazed.
I think so.
And so like
it's like the emoji.
Like anything, I'll like text my mom about something, and it's just like this one. No, it's not dazed. What could it be?
Okay, we need to send this DM. Ellie, this is
oh,
happening.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's this one.
Oh, yes.
I like love this one. We should hang out with the dazed emoji.
Mm-hmm. No,
that is so rude.
No, we should hang out, exclamation point.
Exclamation point. One, two, three? Three for good luck.
No. Three's a little too much. Okay. Three's a little too forthcoming.
Okay.
Go two. All
right.
Two, okay.
Send.
Anything else?
Nope, do it.
XXXO.
Yeah, you did XOXO.
I like XX.
Yeah.
There you go. Or
oh,
not like
that's
what I
so
do.
Cute.
If I'm DMing someone, like even if it's a dude, I like will say like you know, like DM them and then like you just send like a photo of yourself and like a funny angle.
Yeah. So do one like from the top.
That's what QCP does. QCP will be like lifting and he'll be like standing over the phone and he'll like text me. He's like, yo, what are you up to? And then just send me like a photo of him like standing over the phone. Did you send it?
Yeah, I sent it.
Nice. Okay. Hopefully we get a response from him.
First DM.
I'll let you guys know. Yeah.
But like, that'd be so much fun. Like, think about it. Like, because like, no, the thing is, like, you can
really
like make
this. That'd be a really big collab and a good collab.
I don't know. Like, there was
huge collab.
Like, there was this guy like I watched on TikTok and I saw him at the gym and then I like, go up to him and talk to him and like now he's like one of my good friends in LA. Mm-hmm. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, he comes over, like, he'll literally like just be like,
who else should I go on like a DM spree?
Yeah.
We should hang out soon to like everyone.
The best thing about the funniest thing about LA is like how people will describe other people, like, you know, like if they've like met someone, they're like, oh, I love that person. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
But like they could totally hate them.
Yeah.
And they're just like, I don't know. That always
it all depends on the room too, where you'll be like, oh, do you like, have you ever met them? And then they're like, yeah.
Oh my god,
have
I love
you?
Them.
And then you're like, yeah.
Like the amount of times.
Do you like?
Yeah,
you know
it's an
I mean?
Awkward where you can't say whether you don't like somebody until you both like verbally, like without mm-hmm. saying it, agree. This person's a dick. Let's
yeah.
just say.
And
it
then
together.
They're like, yeah.
This person sucks. Yeah.
The best is when two people will say something nice about someone, and then like they're like, you don't actually like them, do you? And then.
And then
you start talking
oh, he's
shit.
Great. I love him, man.
Like, and then really? That's how you bond is start talking shit about
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think more people bond over not liking people than liking people.
Yeah.
100%, which is kind of sad.
So when people were actually still making the comparisons, like had anybody ever come up to you in the street and like made a Charlie joke to you?
Yeah. How really? That actually, that's, yeah, that's that fucked. Would make me sad. Or like recently I was at the beach and I was like literally with my family at the beach. And this girl came up to me and she was like, oh my God, like, are you Ellie? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, like, I thought you were Charlie. And then I was like, oh, it's just Ellie. And I'm like, oh, like, thanks. Like, yeah,
did
sure.
Did she ask
like,
for a picture
no,
or just walk away?
No, she asked for a picture. And like, she was like, I'm a huge fan. But it's just like these like punches in the gut. It's just like a. What's it called when like you catch someone off guard while punching them?
It's getting
like blindsided.
Like it's like yeah. just like a
sucker
blind
punch. Sucker punch.
Sucker punch. It's yeah. just like a sucker punch right in your day. And
well,
you're like,
it's kind of like that's kind of like a subliminal, just like mean thing too. Like
right.
Yeah,
where I mean, was like, oh, like You didn't have to say that if you didn't want to.
And she probably wasn't even necessarily like trying to be mean. It was just like not a proper delivery of like.
Could you tell that she kind of knew what she was saying?
Oh yeah. She was like a she was like my age, like teenage girl. Like she knew what she was doing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Which kind of sucks.
I remember like I think it was a year ago. It was a while ago. There's that video of you on the beach when some guy came up to you and you just like flipped him off.
Oh my god. Yeah. that's not what happened.
Oh, what happened?
No, he like came up to me and asked for my Snapchat and I was like, I'm sorry. Like, first of all, I was very nervous. Like it was like this was like beginning stages of COVID, like didn't go out that much at the beach, like with one other friend, like very like by myself. And he like asked me, but he wasn't in like a nice way, like, you're so blah, blah, blah. Can I please have your Snapchat? He was like, yo, like, give me that snap right now. And I was like, no,
give
like
that
I'm
snap.
No. And I remember his name too.
What's his name?
Ryan Becker.
Fucking Ryan Becker, bro.
God damn it, Ryan Becker.
Yeah.
You had a chance until you...
The best.
No. And so I said, I'm sorry, like, I don't really give out my Snapchat. Like, I was just, like, nervous. Like, now I would because it's just like, okay, whatever, like, Ellie, get over it. Yeah. But before I was just, like, nervous. Like, I was just scared. And then he, like, started recording me while I was on the beach. And so I was, like, leaving the beach. And I was like, dude, stop recording me. And then he started yelling these things to me that was, like, fake Charlie. Like, you're like, not whatever. Like, all these really mean things.
Damn, he took rejection hard.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he took it so hard. No, dude. So in hindsight, I wouldn't do this again. But, my reaction, like, I was just like, get away from me. Like, I flipped him off. And then he, like, formulated this whole TikTok into being like she didn't give me your Snapchat, she thinks she's all that, and then someone else made a video being like, dude, women don't have to, like, if you ask someone for like their Snapchat, they don't have to give it to you, like, don't get all butt hurt. And then that video got like millions of likes and it was a whole thing.
It's just like, I don't know, the best way to probably like describe that from like the guy's standpoint was like, If his friends are like, no, like, it's totally like not okay. But like, I can just like imagine him like being like, okay, like if this girl says
totally.
No to me, like, no, if see, this that's girl the says thing. No to me, like,
and
I have
I've
to,
always
be
been
mean.
Taught, like, if someone asks you, like, that takes balls to go up to someone and like ask for that. So literally just be like, yes. But it was the way that he did it.
Oh, yeah.
That
totally.
He like instantly off the back, he was like, I was like grabbing out my phone and he was like, yeah, aren't you the fake Charlie? Like, I'm so excited to have like the knockoff Charlie on my phone. And I was like, you know what? Like, no, what I'm sorry. Like, I keep it like
really
kind of private.
It. Oh, you were about
like,
to give it to him and then
yeah,
you fumbled
like,
that shit.
Because I'm like, night, like, yeah.
You say that after you get it. Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, just be quiet until you get it. Like, show me your meme later at least. Like, not in person.
Fuck. Yeah, but, well, that's that if he, actually, you should have been really into me if he was being mean to you, honestly.
Oh, God. No, but right. You're guys, so right though.
Guys out there, that is in no way, shape, or form how you get a girl's Snapchat, like at all.
No, you ask to call your mom on her phone, then you add yourself. Right, that's how you do.
And
it.
And I feel like, yeah.
I feel like nice asking guy. For people's Snapchats is still just like weird. Like it's like,
yeah, do you think it's dying off?
Numbers. I think Snapchat's dying off.
I think it is too.
Yeah,
we're like 20 years old.
I really
numbers.
Barely use Snap.
I just hate when people have my phone number, bro. Like,
really? I give my phone number out.
I'll give my phone number to like people that I've talked to, had a conversation with. But like, I don't know if a girl like that I met at a party Snapchats me. Like, fine, whatever. I'll just like, you know, it doesn't matter. But like, if she starts texting me, then there's like no stopping it.
Yeah,
like
that's
it
so
literally
true.
Like it's just like it's nonstop.
Yeah.
And it's frankly ridiculous. One time I was in a fight with someone who does TikTok and. She was like, call me right now. And so I gave her my number and she called me like literally 30 times. Like, I remember I was at a movie and she was like calling me. And I was like, can I please call you in an hour? Like, I'm in a movie theater. Like, it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anywho, we like talked. It was fine. And then she's from Canada. And I started getting all of these spam calls from Canada, like all these like little kids from Canada. And I was like, how did you guys get my phone number? Like, where did this come from? So
she leaked it. That's fun.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know.
What was the drama? Why was she trying to call you like 30 times? Tell us the backstory. Canadian TikToker.
Canadian TikToker.
Some Ashley.
Who's Ashley? Who?
Pee Pee Poo Poo Gangnam Style.
You know the girl that got...
What did you,
you
just
know,
say?
You know the girl, like, girl that, dropped on, that jumped on the tripod and it like went
up her vagina.
No.
Nope. Get your mic.
Ouch.
She's on Golf Talk. So.
Oh, she is on Golf Talk. No. Oh, me. Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't know. Okay. No. No, back to the original story. I think it's just so weird how people can like formulate ideas and like TikToks. You know what I mean? And everyone will believe it, you know? Like still, like people still remember that point where like someone will ask for my Snapchat and they're like, oh, like I saw that TikTok. Like, I feel so lucky. Like you didn't reject me. And I'm like,
well, that's the only drama you've been in. Like in. So
yeah,
like,
I guess.
They feel comfortable talking about it.
That's true.
I feel like.
But no, what I'm saying is like the general point is once you say something, like if people want to believe it, they will, you know?
True, true. Even but if like it's a not guy's true. Not going to come up to you and be like, oh my God, I love those pants you wore from Gap in your video on TikTok. They're going to talk about, like they're going to like try to like find a, like an
that's
easy.
A great example.
Like an easy conversation.
Such a good example.
Like they're going to find like an easy conversation starter. And the best drama is like the best.
That's the best true. Thing is like, when people talk about like occupations,
and I feel like that's why a lot of people came up to you and said Charlie, like in the beginning.
Oh, because it was a great conversation starter. Sure. Yeah,
there's so many better conversation starters.
I know.
I can't let that one pass.
I know.
That's
I know.
Just not.
But like, if you're like a fan and like, you
true.
Know what I'm saying?
But like, I'm just even saying.
No,
like,
I don't.
Is there anything worse than like? Is there anything worse than like, at a party you're talking to a girl and she like, you guys start talking about like occupations.
What's an occupation?
No, if a girl... Like, no, it's always... It's what's like your sign?
Dude, if somebody hits me with some of that sign bullshit...
If you ask me what my sign is, you're done.
Girls out there, if you want to get with guys, don't fucking bring up signs. It
are
is literally...
Aquarius?
No,
like,
dude.
Girls...
It's an Aquarius.
Girls talking about signs is the equivalent of guys mansplaining. It's literally the exact
really?
Same. Oh my God. Spreading. It is insane. Wow. Like, I don't think... Anything.
Wait, girls, if you're watching this, do you guys know that on Snapchat you can see what sign people are? I always do that when I add someone on Snapchat. Like, instantly, I'll, like, read our sign. No, but, like, I won't talk about that in person because I know it bothers
them. Does it change the way that you would, like, would you not, no. It doesn't affect
the best thing?
No, but, like, it's cool to, like, see it verified where, like, oh, this person is, like, a certain way, and then they become that way, like from Snapchatting them, and you're like, oh, that's cool, like it works.
The best thing for me is like whenever a girl asks me my sign, I always tell her the wrong sign. She's like, oh my God, oh my no God. Way, I totally see that for you, and I'm like, yeah, gotcha, bitch. That's not my fucking sign.
That happened to me. This person was like, you totally seem like this sign, and I was like, why? Like, what, like qualities that I showed you? And he was like, I don't know, like you just seem like that, and I was like. Okay, like what? Like looks that. Up the sign later. Like I don't know what that even means.
I hate how that's the like some conversation starters. Like that's just
no,
that's
or
just
like
a conversation
no, that's a, heard, a horrible conversation
well,
starter.
Well, when we're at the,
what's a good conversation starter then?
Anything but signs, and what you
but
do
signs.
For work.
Yeah,
that is.
I agree.
Because like when you start talking about your job, it's like, bro, I do that all week.
I feel like maybe
I like, don't want to talk
like,
about that now.
Where you live, or like, kind of. It kind of starts it off, then you kind of relate.
Then you can relate,
to those places. Mm. Like, oh, I've been there.
Oh,
yeah. Wait, real quick, when we were talking about conversation starters, Nathan told us that when we were at a party about 6 months ago with you, or you were there, you guys were talking, and he called you the fake Charlie right to your face right at the beginning of the conversation. He goes, "Remember me? I'm from the sink, fake Charlie." And it was just awkward for a second, and then
fucked.
He just
yeah,
left.
Because at
and
this
he goes,
point,
like, "I fucked it
like,
up with Charlie." He goes, "I fucked up with Ellie, guys. I fucked it up."
Well, yeah, no. Because at this point, it's like
it's over.
Are you kidding me?
Do
right
you remember
now,
that?
Like seriously,
do you remember that?
I remember this one. I remember at parties, like I like there's no B, like I'm like no BS type person. Like I won't like it's either fun or it's not. And like if it's not, then I will literally be like, okay, I'm just gonna leave. Like I don't care. But one time this girl came up to me and we were at a party and she like instantly called me that in front of a group of people. And I just don't have any, like I have no response for it. Like I know it's been so long and I should probably have a response for it, but I'm just like, it's not like. Nice. Yeah. Like, think of something better at least, you know? But
yeah,
I don't
call
remember
her,
that.
Call her,
you don't
well, remember, okay, well call her Dixie. Like, I'm joking. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
That was a little horrible.
You guys are like.
I haven't said anything. I said something. Berkeley said something. I'm
okay.
Still nice, though.
I don't really care.
No, but like Nathan like said that. And like, that's just so classic.
No, that was funny.
Like, that's
that
just like classic Nathan. Like, yeah. I could have been like, you know, what would Nathan do just to make this conversation like uncomfortable in any way?
No, see, that's the thing is I am easily capable of making it comfortable. Like I'm easily like capable of being like, oh yeah, like, haha, that's so funny. But instead I like to make it uncomfortable where I'm like,
Yeah, you do that. You do do that.
That's so. I do that, right? Yeah. I know.
That's very commendable.
Yeah, I know.
Right? That's a very commendable way to
I'm confident. Like, I'm comfortable with myself. Like, I don't need, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't need to make it. Like, let's see how uncomfortable this conversation can get.
That's fucking
Jesus.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Is it?
Kinda.
It's kind of funny.
It is funny.
I think that's lit. Making conversations really uncomfortable, like, when they don't have to be, is pretty funny.
Well, it was like what Rory said to those
the security guards, the guys from Chicago.
What was the situation? The guys from Chicago, right?
Yeah, he was just pulling hella sus jokes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There was like four dudes that pulled up to our house in ski masks. Like, that was just like their like attire for the night. You know, pretty like, you know, just like.
Like weird, but like it's
it,
like.
It was a more intimidating crowd, like I would say. And Rory comes up. He's like, just come to fuck me in the ass. and they're like, whoa.
Oh, man, I love this. Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. We're like, people walk in and they like think they're the shit. And then you like say something and then it's just like, what did you just say? And then I think that's funny. Yeah.
No, it kind of breaks the ice though.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Also, who are you walking into a party with like a mask on?
I don't know.
Not like a face mask, but like.
I wasn't going to ask them.
They were too.
Yeah, no. Stay away.
No, I wasn't going to ask them why they were wearing it, but. Not personally my attire that I'd wear out to a party.
Yeah, you wear balls in your neck.
You wear balls in your mouth, pussy.
Ooh, nice. That was a great one.
That was not a good comeback. Yeah! I don't even have balls in my mouth right now. The fact that I said you had balls.
Ooh, it's getting better. You guys are so good.
I'm going to put my dick in your mouth, too.
Yeah.
Okay, no.
See, when you get too specific and you enunciate a little too much, it's like, whoa.
See, you fucked up. You had it. You had it, then you fucked up.
Yeah. You fucked up.
Yeah, you went too far.
And you still have balls in your
Oh, I get it from the necklace.
That's what I'm saying. It's a funny joke. And I don't even have balls in my mouth.
That was funny.
It's a literal pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Stolen pearl necklace.
That's fashionable. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Fashion guru Ellie tells me it's fashionable. Good job.
The Birks are.
I'll take that.
I'll take them for summer.
Honestly, it's been nice. I haven't worn like regular shoes.
Yeah,
in, like,
no. In a, yeah, those are good. Yeah, good shoes.
Yeah, they've been solid. They've been good.
You need to air out your nasty feet.
coming
Dude,
from you.
It's coming literally coming for you. Fuck, I'm like, you need new shoes.
These are my runners.
You guys ever seen the Grinch?
Yeah, I can tell.
Berkeley is Grinch feet. Literally fucking Grinch feet. Bro, dude, your shits is swamps, bro. Dude, oh my God. Dude, let's not even get fucking started about your feet. And we can talk about yours too. Your feet are fucking disgusting.
My feet are
top five worst feet in the entire world.
Yeah, no. Bro, smell them. Kyle's bro. Balls are fucking so gross.
Exactly. Oh.
You have dirty swamps.
Guys, oh, if you guys did, make sure to subscribe. We'll see you next time. All of Ellie's links are down below. Buy our merch. Yep.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, it's going to be under the merch, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
Under the merch link.
Merch is very fashion forward, I have to
say. I'm jealous.
Very good quality.
I'm jealous that you're going golfing right now.
Yeah.
Really?
I would love to go golfing right now. I'm going golfing on Friday.
That's fun.
We should actually go film a golf video, though.
That'd be fun.
That sounds
fun. I'm down.
Like,
Friday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have two more spots on Friday if you guys want to come back up here.
Yeah.
Rip it.
All right, we'll see you guys next.
It's a shitty golf course, though.
No, we're going.
No, that's the best.
We're going to a nice one.
That's the best when they're bad.
Nice one?
Yeah, I mean, that's.
The best is when the golf course is bad.
True.
And you just
can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, exactly.
We always play bumper cars.
Yeah, play bumper cars and shotgun on every hole.
Oh, we've had some. Yeah, we used to. My brother, he's going to his first job starts when. Friday, and he's going to be like the maintenance guy at the golf course.
Oh, Carl.
Isn't that so fun? And we used to have a friend that did that, and he would like take us out like at night when the grass would get all wet and we'd go drifting.
So much fun. We had to play in the sprinklers because we played like a. Oh, shit. That fucking fell off.
I thought the sprinkler water is like gross. Like, isn't it bad?
It's fertilizer. Right?
No, yeah. No, I'm just saying we had to like finish the hole.
Oh, like in the. Yeah.
Yeah, the sprinklers were on the green. They were like rotating. And we had to like. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
we'll see you guys next time. Peace out, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks. Woo!